recording again. Hello and welcome to our kickoff call for the Insulin Resistance Solution Practitioner Training. I'm Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I'm really, really excited to have you here to get our training kicked off. This is a really powerful program. This is a powerful learning experience for you as a health coach, as a health practitioner, to get these tools to really deeply help your clients in the area that I think is very often missed, except in the cases of overt blood sugar imbalance like diabetes. And that is the insulin resistance and what I like to call pre-insulin resistance or pre-diabetes. So we're going to be dealing with people in our practices at all different levels. And we're going to find that some people are actually surprised to find out that they have a blood sugar problem. And we're going to learn how to do that because so many other symptoms other than what we are led to believe are related to blood sugar imbalance are there long before the diabetes sets in. And wouldn't it be nice, like we've talked about before, to be able to catch that, nip it in the bud before the person develops the retinopathies, the neuropathies, the cardiac problems, the hypertension, the stiffening of the vessels as a result of excess insulin, and so on and so forth. So I'm excited because we're really at the leading edge, and I talk to practitioners and coaches all the time who are just floored by this, and I see people all the time who have no idea they have a blood sugar imbalance, and wouldn't it be nice to catch it before it becomes a problem? In fact, I had a situation just this morning. I was talking to one of my diamond coaching clients, and she just had kind of ribbed her husband about testing his blood sugar after he had a really high-carb meal, and not bad carbs, you know, not the traditional American hamburger buns and all that sort of stuff. He had had whole grain stuff, but he had lots of different things like whole grain pasta, gluten-free, with potatoes, with, she said, some other starches she didn't remember, but it was a pretty high-starch meal, and he had vegetables with it. And she said, would you just, let's just test your blood sugar to see. And she says, if it's okay, if it's normal, I won't bug you ever again. Well, they tested his blood sugar over the course of the next 2 hours. This is a healthy young man, and his blood sugars were going up in the 130s. And it put like a not a fear into him, but a concern, like, wow, I've been thinking I'm eating a diet that's super healthy all along, and how nice to find out now that maybe these foods aren't well serving me and I can shift this before I develop some of the problems that a lot of people deal with, you know, the overt problems and the cardiovascular problems and the hypertension and then the belly fat and all the other things. So I think that this is so valuable because we get to step in and help people even at the early stages. Now, granted, a lot of the people you're going to see have already crossed the line and they're into more overt blood sugar imbalances and they're into places where the medical profession would consider them pre-diabetic. But you're going to have ways that you can help them because they don't. They just say, hang out, you know, lose weight, eat a balanced meal, and come back when you have overt blood sugar problems and we'll put you on medication. And you may think, well, that's bizarre. That doesn't happen. And indeed it does, and it's happened to several of the people that I have worked with. Okay, so we're in the right place. So I just want to rest assured you signed up for this program. You took a chance on doing it. Some of you are back to take it a second time. And you're in the right place. So I'm just really happy that you're here. So let me give you an idea of what we're going to be doing today. This is our kickoff call. And then what we're going to be doing over the whole program and how you can get the most out of all the resources that you're providing. You should have gotten an email by now that has a link to the site. And I know a lot of you have because I've seen a lot of the questionnaires coming through, the blood sugar, the IRSPT, the insulin resistance questionnaires coming through. And I see you guys filling them out. I've also seen quite a number of the, what should we call those, the pretests coming through. And I just want to give a word about that. We've decided in the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology, and that's who's sponsoring this course, we are going to always have a pretest at the beginning of our programs. And in the beginning of this program, we have a pretest. Not to test you and say, oh, you don't know enough and you know more than this person or that. It's just for you to actually see how much you do know already, and to give yourself a pat on the back and say, wow, I know a lot already, and also to make you aware of where maybe you need to pay close attention as we go through the program. And that's the reason for our pretest. And we give you the answers to the pretest. I mean, of course, it's open book. What we'd like you to do is just, like, off the top of your head, answer the questions to it and see where you're at, how fluent you are with the material. It gives you an idea of where the areas are that you need to study. It's a very short pretest. The post-test, on the other hand, will be much more extensive. And we'll take you through lots of different questions about the specifics of balancing blood sugars. But we just wanted to get an idea of where you sat at the beginning. The post-test, of course, is going to be at the end of the whole program, not at the end of each module. Maybe someday we'll go back and insert them at the end of each module, but it just takes a lot to put together those tests and get them orchestrated, so we thought we're just going to do it at the end of the program, and we're going to give you the opportunity to take the test, see how you do, take it multiple times if you need to, open book test, just to see how fluent you are in the material so you know where to go back. Then if you are in our certification program, in our nutritional endocrinology certification program, which is a 2-year program to become certified in not just blood sugar imbalance, but all the endocrinology and all the systems in the body, then you will be taking tests at the end of each module, and then that will go towards, you have to pass them all to get to the certification. We are going to be letting you know as the program progresses how you can apply for certification in insulin resistance as a blood sugar balancing insulin resistance coach, and then that would be, then you would have to take that test at the end to do that. But all this is just a matter of helping you to learn better as we go through the process. We've got multiple ways for you to get your questions answered. One are these calls, and we've got these scheduled almost every week. It's a little bit less than every week because of holidays and all that, but almost every week, and there's 5 of these calls, or 6, I can't remember if there's 5 or 6 of the calls where you can get all your questions answered. There's a place, and I'm going to show it to you in a few moments when I open up the screen share, and I'm going to allow you to go in there and put questions in as you're going through the module. So if you know that you can't make it to the call, or even if you can make it to the call, but you just want to, you know, capture the moment when the question comes up, we have a place where you can put your calls in, and I'm going to be checking that, and I'll show you that in a moment. And then you've got the Facebook group, which is very active, and you're actually being put into the main INE Facebook group. As opposed to having separate ones for each program, we'd rather you all be able to interact with each other in different programs and also interact with people who are in the full nutritional endocrinology practitioner training. There's a lot of activity in that Facebook group, and you can learn a lot just by checking in with the Facebook group every day. But that's another place for you to post questions. I don't personally go in there and answer questions on a regular basis, but I do check it. And then the purpose is not to be able to ask me questions directly. It's more for you guys to communicate. The better way to ask me questions is through the forum, because that way everybody gets to have them, and they'll be recorded in words as well as being answered, instead of just being answered on a Facebook group, which kind of gets lost sometimes. Okay? So, I'm so excited. I can't believe how excited I am that we're finally getting started, and I'm excited to have you all here. There's a bunch of you live on the call. I'm going to double check to see how many of you are on the web. About 20 of you on the web and about 15 of you on the call. So great, and this is awesome. And I've got the recording going, and I've got the Q&A box. The other way to ask questions is on the calls, there'll be a Q&A box. This may change as we progress through. We may use a more efficient way of doing it, but for now you can type it in to the site right there. So everybody says they can hear me and would like me to repeat the URL about the screen share. And we did before, if you came on, I gave a URL, but I'm going to give it again, and I'm going to tell you how you can get it. So first of all, and I'm actually going to start the screen share. Yeah. Okay, there we go. So what you're going to do is type in join.me/Dr. Rita Marie. Okay? That'll get you in. And if you also can go to the Instant Teleseminar screen, where you normally would watch and where you would type the questions in, and over to the side, it should say, I'm going to pull that up, so you can see it, Instant Teleseminar. Those of you who are already on the screen share can see this. And I'm going to log in to my back end. I'm actually watching the questions on a different computer, so that's why you don't see it. So this is the call, the IRSPT kickoff call. And I'm going to click to the screen that you would see, and that way you'll see. Okay? So right up on the screen, this is when you click the link in the email, you see click here for screen share. And that's when you click that, and it'll bring you to a box. And it may not ask you to put your name in, but there is a way to put your name in once you're in. I think when I lock the thing, it asks for your name, and it asks me to unlock you, so I don't want to have that happening throughout the call. It'd be distracting. Okay? So there you have it. So that's that. So join.me, so if I click here, it takes me to the screen share. join.me/drritamarie. join.me/drritamarie. Okay? Great. All right. I'm going to actually put it in the chat window. So if you click on chat, you'll see the chat open. It looks like Lynn's on there, and it's I'm going to type it in, www.join.me/drritamarie. And this will be in the emails from now on. I didn't want it to be too confusing, and I wanted to make sure that we had this working before I gave it to you, but it looks like it is working. So there you go, join.me.drritamarie. So what I would like to do is get a show of hands, just make sure everybody can see that. So if you're on the web, just go ahead and type in, yeah, I can see the screen. And if you're having any difficulty, maybe we can get you to click on chat and Lynn can help you through it. So I see that. And whoever's on the call, I know some of you who are on the call might be driving, might be at work, you know, may not be on the screen share, and that's fine. I'm going to set a recording to record the screen share in a moment. So there you have it. So is everybody, put your hand up with the star 2 if you're able to see the screen share. And if you're not, then it might be that you're driving. But I want to just get a sense of how many people are able to see it. And there's 19 of you in there. So there's a lot of you in there. Okay, so we have Martha. We have a bunch of people that are showing as viewers. And the way that you can show your name is what you should see when you get in is this little box across the top. And that box across the top, I'm not sure if you see mine or not, but the box across the top has a picture of a telephone. It has a little chat. And there's a chat box there, and there's a thing in the middle, and then there should be a little person. And I think if you click on the person and you click on your name or hover over your name or your viewer thing, it should show you this is me, and then you can say change my name. So if you see that you're listed as viewer, you can say change my name. So it's the only one that you click over that says change your name. So mine, when I click over Rita Marie, it says change my name. When I click over Judith, it does not, okay? So if you click over the one that's, you'll know which one is you by, it'll say maybe viewer 4 or viewer 6. I just saw someone change theirs. There's viewer 4, viewer 12, viewer 16, and viewer 17. So if you hover over those numbers and you just click change my name, then you'll be able to change your name. And if you don't, it's no big deal, but it's just a nice thing that we can keep track of. Okay? All right. Great. So are we good? Maura and Laura, great, both say that they're good, that they can hear and see. And then let me look on the web. Phyllis says she can hear me. Casey, Steph sees it. Yay. It's join.me, Casey, M-E. Yes, join.me, like join me with a dot between the join and the me. Okay? I can see the screen, yay. Steph sees it now. Okay, good. Beatrice, I can see in here. Great, awesome, super, super. All right, so what we're going to do is start out with just a quick overview. Some of you may already know this, but it doesn't hurt to show you the screen. So you should be seeing on the screen the INE website. It says INE, Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology, Changing Lives with Root Cause Healthcare, and then there's a bunch of possibilities across the top. Okay. Now, this is just the main dashboard for the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology. And you can see as we go down the screen, we've got NEPT, which is our full 2-year certification program or 1-year foundations program. It's got the client assessment tools, which hasn't been set up yet over here, but some of you are in that program. It's still set up on the other site, but we are moving it over. The IRSPT, insulin resistant solution, and then below that is business success. Some of you got that business success as a bonus, and I'm not sure if they haven't been allocated yet, but down the road they will be allocated. So what we're going to do is click on IRSPT, and it has a start here, and this is where you're going to, it has our contact information. When you first get in, you can click on start here. Most of you have been in here for a little while, so maybe you've done this already. And then it just complete each step. And these are administrative type things, just to make sure that you get our emails, add the email addresses, et cetera. And let me just go make sure that I'm recording this. Okay. Let me just make sure I record this. Okay, so there. And here. I think there might even be. Okay, this is even a backup recording there. Super. All right. Okay. So we're on the screen. This is just the general stuff. If you haven't already looked at it, go for it. And it's how to download files, how to find your master schedule page, all that. The schedule page is worth looking at. My page is going to look way different from yours. And it's going to merge onto the schedule pages, all the programs that you are part of. And when you go there, if you're just an INE, I mean an IRSPT, you're just going to see the IRSPT coaching calls. There you go. And so these are our coaching calls. Today's the 17th, the 12th, and then there's the 20th, and then there's the 4th, the 10th, the 17th, and the 17th. Why are there two of them there? Oh, a bonus. Why is that in there twice? I don't know. That looks a little odd that there's two of them there. Anyway, we've got all the coaching calls. We'll make sure that that gets taken care of. And some of these are from another program that you're not part of. So I'm going to go back. And we'll go back to the IRSPT. When you're looking for your recordings, you click on the recordings button. You go to IRSPT. You click there. And that brings you to your recordings. Obviously, there's no recordings right now. So these are all the live training recordings. When you go to module indexes, you'll see IRSPT modules. You'll click on that. And so far we have module 1 and module 2 are open. Right? We're going to go through those today, and I'm going to give you a brief overview, and then we're going to get into questions. So the format of these calls is generally to give you a review of what we've covered so far or what the new modules are that we've opened up. Just kind of an overview structure, tell you where to find everything, and then answer questions, okay? So the calls are specifically geared towards helping you with the materials, and the materials are meant to be able to be gone through at your own pace. I'm going to click on Module 1, and those of you who are in NEPT, you get that these are very consistent from one place to another. We always start our modules with the progress checklist. And when you first get in, you'll see it on the front. But what happens is basically whatever piece you're in is going to show in this middle section of the screen. So the progress checklist is actually a PDF document that gives us, like, you can print out and keep track of your different modules. I'd recommend that you get a binder, you three-hole punch these, and then as you go through and do each piece, you click them off, you know, just do a little check mark. There's a pretest for the entire program in this first part, and then each module is going to have core content. This one has two separate core content pages. Some of them will have one, some of them will have two. We try to break things down into shorter videos wherever possible, but sometimes there's just no clear-cut cutting point. And then there's usually a next steps, what do you do? So that's your progress checklist. You're going to get one for each of the 9 modules, and you can keep a really nice organized workbook for yourself if that works for you. When you go to learning objectives, there will be a learning objectives piece for each of the classes, each of the modules. So in this case, the introduction, we want you to understand what insulin resistance is, be able to communicate to clients the warning signs of insulin resistance and danger signs, and then learn the big picture of restoring insulin resistance, the overview of the steps involved, and the overall diet and lifestyle factors that need to be modified. This includes materials that's very similar to the calls that I've done in the past. I did one last week about the program, which went through lots and lots of stuff, and people were saying, oh, that's so much information, how am I going to learn it all? What I find is you learn it by watching and listening and watching and listening. So my typical approach is to watch a video and then go ahead and print off the slides and take notes on the slides as I watch the video, and then take the audio, which we give you, we'll show you that in a moment, and put it on my iPhone. And then when I'm running, I can listen to it again. Or if I'm in the car, I can listen to it again. So there's lots of great ways for you to be doing this. So you've got the progress checklist in each module, the learning objectives. The pretest is only going to be in this first module, and then there's a post-test that's only going to be in the last module. So the pretest, I click that, brings it up, and it says, this is a learning tool only, no grading. Because I know some of you are like straight-A students, and you want to make sure you get it all right. And if that's your approach, you're probably going to do the module first and then do the pretest. That's fine. But that's not what we're after. It's just to give you an idea, like what's the best way to test, what's the ideal range, at what level is diabetes diagnosed, which of the following are the top nutrients, which foods contribute, so just general questions. What are the 5 lifestyle areas? What's the effect of cortisol? What's metabolic syndrome? Many of you have already done this. I highly encourage that all of you do it. And don't feel bad if you don't get the stuff right. It's just giving you information to help you guide your way through the program. Okay, then we go to core content. So it'll say core content, and then maybe anywhere from 1 to 3 to 5 to more videos in there. We've got 2 sections of the core content. So we're going to click either here or over the side on overview. And it's basically an overview. It's like a shortened, more concise version of the information I did in the preview call last week. And it's more, you know, geared towards now we're getting started. Highly recommend you watch it. Highly recommend, because it's going to go through what the problems are, the dangers are, what the warning signs are, what the areas and the key nutritional pieces and all to get started with. What you've got is you can watch it right here on your screen. If I click that button, you'll see it start, right? It might sound a little weird, but you'll see it start. And then it goes through the slide presentation. And that one's an hour long, so it's not short. But down below, you can also just play the audio if you want to. Or you can go and download the MP4 or download the MP3 to your computer so you can play it anytime you want, whether you're online or offline. A really great feature that many programs that I'm part of unfortunately don't have, and I get frustrated because then if I'm at the airport or I'm traveling and I don't have internet in the air, I'd like to have these things on my computer to be able to play and watch because I'm a captive audience then. We give you that, and we do that in all of our programs. It's really important to me to do that. We give you the slides in the full version, which is 1 page per slide, and some people like that because they like to spread out and take lots of notes on them. Then we also give you the printer-friendly version where we've done it in a way where there's the slides and then there's an area to take notes, and this will save paper, so I think there's 3 per page. So it cuts down on paper significantly. Okay? And then we also give you a transcript. Now, the transcripts, and some of these guys we've been working on, they're done. Some of the transcripts might take a little while. But the transcripts are helpful because after you've watched it, listened to it, you may want to just go through and highlight key things and get started on it. So the transcripts are generally in the neighborhood of, you know, anywhere from 5 to 30 pages, depending on how long the video or audio is. Okay? So that's what most of your content pages are going to look like. So I highly recommend, if you haven't already done it, watch it, take notes, and then make notes to yourself as to what questions you want to ask, And if you have, if you want to, you can actually go and ask the questions right on the web here while you're watching. You can flip back and forth. So it says, ask Dr. Rita Marie, IRSPT coaching call. What I'm going to do is right-click it and say open in a new tab. That way I can still be watching here but have it open in a separate tab and be able to flip back and forth. So there's already a bunch of questions which we'll answer. And then if you're watching this video and you're going, oh, I don't know about that, let me ask her. And you just flip, you type in your question, and then you can click also send an email. That'll send us an email to alert us to the fact that you've sent that question in. And generally, if it's something that, generally we'll wait to the next call. If I see some urgent need there, I oftentimes will respond to them. But generally, for the next call, we'll go ahead and answer them. Okay? There you go. So I would recommend that you do that and have it open so that this is like a note-taking facility for you or a question-taking facility. The next piece of this is the orientation. It's a very short video. And you see that it changes right there. It comes right in the same window. This one is, you can always tell how long a video is by starting the arrow and then looking over here. This one's 22 minutes. And this is more, we'll look at the slides, I'll show you from the slides. This is more geared towards the practical, like how the program's structured, what are the modules, what we'll be doing in each, just to give you a general idea. So this is what that looks like. It's the orientation. We always have our kind of perfunctory medical disclaimer at the beginning, and that's just, you know, something I recommend that you guys do too, that you have it on your website, that you have it in there, just so people don't come back and say, well, you diagnosed me with this and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's really, it's rare, and I don't put my energy on the fact that that's there, but I always put that there, and I say, this is education. So this is a presentation where I go through and review the different areas that we're going to be doing. And we're going to talk about the steps that we're going to be taking, talk about some general overview things. This one doesn't. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, and how we're going to do things in just a general overview of the program. Okay? And then we're going to put it all in action. So this is the overview we're going to be following. So far we've put out introduction and assessment. By the end of the weekend or by Monday is our target goal, is to get the nutrition page finished. As you well imagine, that's going to be a big one. There's lots of resources there, lots of awesome resources. Then we'll go through each of these. We might combine one or two in a week, but the goal is to have the main things be given plenty of time. Implementation is where we teach you how to take a client through an actual 30-day metabolic reset. And how to reintroduce foods that you may have removed because of their insulin effects, putting it back in. The education and marketing is something we're going to give you after the first of the year, and it's basically, now that you know all this stuff, how do you get paid to teach people? How do you educate your community, and how do you market it to your community? And we have a couple of really great presentations in that section. And one of those is something that's what I call the done-for-you resource, which is a presentation that I've done to teach insulin resistance to the public. You actually get my slides. You get an audio and a video of me presenting it. You get a transcript of me presenting it. And you get to actually custom tailor it. You take some of my slides if you like. You can change them. You have full license to use that. That's a done-for-you resource, and I'm happy to have you do that and make it your own. Okay, and I want you out there using it and teaching people about this because we need to change lives. Okay, so that's that. Every single one is pretty similar. Some of them I'll show you on the next one. When you want to go to the next module, so on the left-hand side is your navigation within the module, and on the right-hand side is going to be your navigation between modules. So if you go to the right-hand side, you see our RSPT introduction assessment. Some of you aren't going to see this NEPT because you're not in that program. Some of you aren't going to see all of these. But for the most part, you're going to see whatever you've purchased and invested in your time. So over here you go. So you're finished with Module 1. You're going to go on to Module 2. You click on Assessment. Okay. Insulin Resistance Solution Assessment. Okay. So you've got the same pieces, but notice we don't have a pretest. So we're going to go to the progress checklist. You can print that out. The learning objectives. What are the learning objectives here? not a whole lot. What we really want to do is learn how to confidently order the lab tests and best assess for insulin resistance, how to become familiar with the signs and symptoms of insulin resistance so that you can easily detect someone who is a good candidate for blood sugar balancing, how to be confident in blood sugar testing and be able to teach it to clients, how to understand how to interpret blood glucose tracking charts and guide clients in what to eat as a result of the testing, and then how to know the combinations of macronutrients that may result in an inaccurate assessment of what's really going on with blood sugar balance. So what does all that mean? Well, let's just look at core content. Okay. So we have this is a longish, I couldn't figure out where to cut it, so it's a longish presentation. It's like an hour, half an hour, 31 minutes. Okay. And you've got the MP3, the MP4, the MP3, the slides, the printer-friendly, and the transcript, just like before. You've also got some assessments. So it's the insulin resistance assessment. It's a PDF file that I recommend. Oh, no, this is the online version, and this is what you can actually do for yourself. You can't send your clients to this. Number one, it's in a protected area, so they can't. And number two, the results would come to me. So this is for you guys to do during the program, and you fill this out, and you'll get a really nice little report that gives you how compromised your blood sugars are. And again, general, it's not diagnosis. It's just assessment, so you get a sense of where you are with it. And then there's individual ones. And then on the done-for-you pages, we have actual PDF copies of these that you can use and tailor for your own needs. But these are short little lifestyle assessments. This is the way I like to do it. You may not like to do the little ones. You may want to combine them all. But it's just like gives them an idea of how well are they doing in the fitness area. How well are they doing just a few short questions, and then it scores them at the bottom. Great. If they answered between 12 and 15, congratulations. They have good habits in place. 0 to 3, lots of room for improvement. We need to fix some of these. Okay. All right. We go back. And then we have resources, extra resources for you, lab testing. So this is your lab test summary. So when you're figuring out if you want to do some lab testing for someone to see if they have insulin resistance and how well they're progressing or whether they have metabolic syndrome, you can do them. And we give you how to get the labs tested, and you can order these tests directly. We can have your client order them. This is a great thing because there's something called hemoglobin A1C, which I teach you about in here. Most of you know what that is, but it's basically a test of the average hemoglobin, the average blood glucose over the past 3 months. And it's for non-diabetics, it's considered 3.5 to 5.5. We like to look at ideal ranges, and really ideally is 4.5 to 5. Okay? In assessing diabetics, they consider it good if they can get them down to 7. We don't think that's good enough, and that's why I'm teaching this, because I want you to get people optimally healthy, not to still be at risk. Anyway, this is a glucose. It's a little program. I think you can just click it right from the PDF. Yep, you click it right there, and it basically you put in their A1C. So say their A1C comes out to be 5.6, which most docs would say, okay, that's good. Their average blood glucose is 115 or 6.3 if you're in the Canadian or overseas range, the international. So 5.6 you'd think is good, but that means their average glucose is 115. And as we go through the program, you're going to see that I'm looking to get their highest glucose during the day at 110. So if their average is 115, that includes when they're sleeping. And when they're sleeping, it should be in the 70s to 80s. So that means that they're getting some spikes. So when you see someone with a 5.6 and it says it's good on the lab report, now you know it's not so good and we want to get it down. But what if we put, let me go back one, what if we put 5 in there? 97. That's a lot better, right? Very good. So if we put 4.5, which is our low end of ideal, means their average is 83. That's excellent. It's excellent. It means that they're going down below that at some points, maybe while they're sleeping. in between, and then they're going up a little bit above that, but not that much above it. So this is a great tool. I love this tool. Okay, and that's listed under the, it's from the lab testing document. The lab resource list, this is a list that I've put together to help you to be able to order various tests. And this has beyond just, this is a more generic lab testing document that we use in a variety of programs. But if you're trying to do any kind of specialty testing, you can get things done through this. Okay, so this is an awesome resource, an awesome resource. It took us a lot of time to put those things together. And for licensed practitioners, you'd have, some of these you have to have a license. Now, if you are a part of our NEPT program and you go through our certification, then we have made arrangements with just about all of these labs that even though you're not a licensed practitioner, say you're a health coach or you're a massage therapist getting into nutrition or fitness coach, and you don't have a license to be able to order some of these tests, we've made arrangements with them for you to be able to order the tests under our license. But that's only for the folks in the full program because I can't, because it gives me the sense of responsibility over you. And I can only be responsible if I know that I've been teaching you how to do this and that you can come to my calls and ask questions. But it's an awesome resource. And then the glucose testing resource page, this is a phenomenal thing. What this is a page where you can come and learn everything you need to know about glucose testing. And I highly recommend that you get in and work on this, okay? So you purchase a blood sugar meter, well, it gives you all my feedback on the ones that I've liked and used. It's how to measure the blood glucose. There you go. It's me poking my finger and showing you how to do it, okay? And then there's a document of on measuring your blood glucose at home, like how do they do a test at home, how to track the blood glucose. There's a chart. This chart is an older version of this, and we haven't redone this video, but it's okay. The newer version has just more tracking. This is the simplified version. And this teaches you how to actually track, how to actually fill in this form so that you can do it. You're welcome to take a form like this and make your own. It's just an Excel sheet. Make it however you want to get your people to check their glucose. And then there's also graphing. I love this. Let me see if I can open it. Oh, no, this is the actual, sorry, I'm thinking of something else. This is the actual chart, but yes, I did want to show you something in here because when you open that one, the actual Excel, assuming you have, you know, you're able to do Excel, can you see it or is it, do I have to switch? Okay, good, I had to switch windows. Okay, so here's this, and this is the symptom tracking one. And this is that simplified version that I shared with you. We also give you the more detailed version. But look at this. You can actually have them track their stuff, and this is a sample, and get a graph of what their glucose. Look, their glucose is up and down all day. You see it? And if you want, you can have people track it. You can go in there and you can go in and have them put the time of the test, the glucose reading, and then make sure you keep track of what they ate. And then you'll see this graph fill in. So if they woke up in the morning, I'm just going to put the numbers in. If they woke up in the morning and their sugar is 85. Oh, this is enable editing. There we go. This is so cool. Oops. Okay, what happened? Okay, there you go. So you put in the number. So say I put, they woke up and it's 85. They eat breakfast and it goes up to 100 and it goes up to 95. And then it goes up to 109. And then it goes up to 147. Then it goes down to 135. And see, you can just type these numbers in, preferably with the time. And then you go over here. And you'll see, look, it's tracking. It's a really cool tool. I mean, for some of you may not be as geeky as I am and like that sort of stuff, but I really like this stuff. So we gave you 5, and you can always just, you know, duplicate it. I think we gave you 7, yeah. And then there's an instruction sheet for how to create a new one. Okay, so you just basically, you know, right-click it, say move or copy, et cetera, but follow the instructions. Anyway, I'm going to... And take notes if you're interested, if you have questions about this. Oh, you don't see the graph? You can't see the graph. Okay. Let me stop it. Stop the sharing. And then I'm going to share the window. Okay. Tell me if you can see that now. I'm going to pull that little thing up. No? You can see it. Now, can you see the screen? Can you see the regular screen? Yeah. I guess maybe it doesn't. I'm going to stop it. And then I'm going to try again. I'm going to stop it. I'm going to say share screen. And then I'm going to pause it. And then I'm going to go to the Excel sheet. And then I'm going to click share window. Okay, tell me if you see it now. Yes, you see it now. Okay, no, now you don't, because I moved it. Okay, let me move it back. You see it now? Yes, okay. So basically, I hit the wrong button. I'm so sorry. There we go. So, and it's not paused, right? You cannot see it? Tell me if you can see it now, guys. No, so I did something. Share window. Ah, how about now? Now I can't tell. Somebody type it into the Instant Teleseminar thing that says that you can see it, or Lynn Skype me and I'll look it on my phone, because I can't. It seems like every time I look to see the chat window, it goes kooky on me. And it gets rid of it. You can't see it. So, Lynn, just Skype me and tell me if you can see the screen. See if you can see the insulin resistance. The screen is all black. It's still all black? Black now? Well, I don't know what the deal is. Oh, darn. That's not nice. Okay. How about now? How about now, Lynn? Tell me if you see it now. Still black? Well, I don't know what it is. Must be some interface thing with Excel that doesn't work. Anyway, click. I'll go back. I'm just going to shut that. Don't save. And you can explore it on your own. All right. So I'm going to go back and say share window. And just let me know if you see. Do you see the main screen now? Do you see the main screen? Okay, let me know if you see the main screen now. Huh, that's weird. No. All right, I'm going to go back and I don't know how to do this thing. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to actually stop it. Paused. I'm going to say share window. Right. I'm going to say share screen. Let's see, I have a bunch of other stuff on my screen. Do you see now? Yes. Now I'm going to just click it to window. Now? Am I back to the window? Yes. So one more time, Lynn, if you can see my screen where it says understanding glucose patterns, say yes. Yes, Barb says, okay, good. All right, so I apologize for that. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe there's some incompatibility with the screen share program and the Excel sheet, but if you click on that Excel sheet, yeah, if you click on the Excel sheet, just play around with it if you have Excel. If you don't, you don't. You know, you can't play with a tool you don't have. The glucose tracking chart is PDF, as same as the first tab in here. So that's the PDF of this tracking chart. And then this blood glucose converter tool is a really cool tool. If you click it, it takes you to a web page, and you can put in, like, say, I'm talking – U.S., because that's what I talk in. I don't know what the numbers are. So I say, you're saying, well, I don't know what mine is, and mine is a 5.6, and she's talking U.S. What does that mean? Oh, wait, sorry. Let me do it the other way. 5.6, that's 100. So if I'm talking, oh, 100, 110 is, so if I type in 110 on this side, it's 6.1. So you'll know when you're talking to your clients, if you're in Canada, that you want to tell them to keep their numbers at 6.1 or below, right? So this is a great tool, and I've just given you a link there. So there's a lot of really good tools to play with. The last piece on this glucose testing page is really invaluable because it's me taking you through how to interpret these. And some of these need to be redone, and they haven't been. They're still very valid, but they're just not in the format that we normally use these days. But basically, I'll show you the slides rather than the thing. Easier to see them this way. Yeah, so this is going to be redone. This is taken from our Before Be Gone program, and we basically show you what the responses are, what's normal, what's not. This is a little bit sophisticated for given clients, but a lot of them are sophisticated. Some foods that raise in glucose that don't. Remember I said at one point I said that sometimes people say, well, I'll just combine my food with fat. Doesn't really work. We show you why in this presentation. We show you the various things that raise glucose but not fat. Show you some charts from some studies. Give you a chart that I created. A lot of great information in here. Highly recommend that you go through this page, you learn how to test glucose, and you learn how, better than that, to interpret the glucose. Okay? Yay. Any questions on that? Viewer says you can use Google Docs to open Excel and other files. Yes, so if you know how to do that, what you can do is download our Excel thing and then upload it to Google Docs, and Google Docs will open it. There are sometimes incompatibilities with Google Docs. We've played with that when we have sophisticated formulas, but I think the graphing might be pretty straightforward. I don't know. I didn't make that graph. I had somebody make it for me. So, yeah. And then there's extra testing for glucose. Oh, and this is just a repeat of that because this is a separate page in the hemoglobin A1C converter tool. So these are tools you already have on the other page. So this is an independent page that we created for you to really, really master the art of the blood glucose. So we're going to go back to, so if ever you find yourself here and there's no bar on the left-hand side and you don't know how to get back, you just go back to the IRSPT on the right, click on assessment, and you're back. So we went through the core content, the assessment page, and that's where we left off. And one of the resources on this page was the glucose testing resource page. And then we're going to go to Done For You. Not all the modules will have Done For You, but most of them do have something related to Done For You. What does that mean? Done For You means that we're going to give you the document portion, not just a PDF, but we're going to give you an editable document, and we're going to allow you to take these and use them as you would like. Okay, so remember I showed you those online assessment forms? Well, you get a PDF and a document version of that. I won't do that. I'll open the PDF. That you can edit, and you can add your own questions to, and you can, you know, take them away, or you can use them exactly as is. And we have on there, if you're going to use stuff that you've gotten from me and you're editing it, what we require actually, is that you put in the footer that says, adapted with permission from Dr. Rita Marie Lascalzo, and you put my website in there. That's all we ask. If you've taken my stuff, we put a lot of time and money into putting these together, the formatting alone, and we're happy with you using them as long as you give us back credit. Okay, I don't want to go out on the internet and find all of my stuff out there with other people's names on it without people crediting me back. It just doesn't feel good. Okay, so I think we have it here. See right above, it says, you're welcome to distribute the materials on this page as is. Just take the PDF and give it to your client and say, here, fill in this form. That's the easiest way. When you're first starting out, that may be the way you want to go. But if you want to personalize them, say you say, well, there's about five questions she asked that I don't really want to ask, or there's new questions that I've learned about that I want to ask, or you want to change the organization of it, you can do that, but you need to do this. Distributed by or adapted by your name with permission, and then have my information. So as long as you do that, you're welcome to use my stuff, okay? It saves you a lot of time. I know I spend hours and hours and dozens of hours doing it. And then finally here, we're going to take you to next steps. And every single one will have next steps. What should you do to reinforce the learning from this particular module? So in this particular case, the action steps here are purchase a blood sugar meter. Begin testing yourself. Track your own blood glucose for a week. See how it goes. See if you have the problem you're trying to solve, which is what happened to me. Find a client, friend, or family member that's willing to track glucose so you can practice. And you can practice all these skills of analyzing. You can get somebody's report. You can sit down with that video, and you can learn what it means. Order blood tests on yourself. And I'm going to go through those blood tests in brief again. A few key clients and or family members so that you get comfortable interpreting the results. And then do the insulin resistance questionnaire on yourself and others to get practice, and then practice explaining how to interpret glucose testing. So this is there's a lot of stuff here to do, so that's what I'm recommending that you do between now and next week. Okay? So our next call will be next week. If you haven't already done this, then I recommend that you get started, and then any questions you have, which you will, that you either put them on our support page, the Ask Dr. Rita Marie IRSPT coaching calls, or you come to the call, you make a list in a notebook, and then come to the calls and ask them. Okay? Okay. Okay, good. I think that's it. What did I want to do? I want to go back to the assessment page and then go through the labs just really briefly. We went through them in more detail on the video, but I just want to make sure that you're familiar with them, and then watch the video for the details. So, here we go. This is the lab testing. Here we go. So this is a nice document we put together for you. When you're doing blood testing, again, you can go to directlabs.com. There's a link down at the bottom. That's my link, and it'll take you to my special tests that I've put together as well as the rest of them. You want their fasting blood glucose to be between 75 and 89, and it's even okay in a lot of cases for it to be below that. Fasting insulin, great one, between 2 and 5. Triglycerides HDL and triglyceride HDL ratio, these are markers of the lipid system that suggest that there are problems with the blood sugar regulation. So triglycerides are actually fats that have been created from excess carbohydrates. So if you see someone with a triglyceride of 150 or 250, it's usually because they're drinking orange juice and toast for breakfast in the morning, or they have a blood sugar dysregulation for some other reason. Your HDL you want to be greater than 50. The ideal is that the triglyceride HDL ratio is less than or equal to 1, okay? So that means that if your triglycerides, if your HDLs are 75, your triglycerides should be 75 or less. 50, it could be okay, right? So you want that to be less than 1. What you're going to start to see is people have these triglyceride HDL ratios through the roof. Their triglycerides are 175, their HDLs are 32, and these people are at high risk. And we go through more detail in the video. And then hemoglobin A1C, like I said, is the average blood glucose over the course of time. This should say 4.5. I'm going to make sure that gets changed. Okay? These are some extra tests on the next page, page 2, that are good things to look at because omega-3 imbalances, we'll learn in the nutrition module, will affect how they handle blood sugar. So doing one of these tests, vitamin D is critical. And getting it between 75 and 100 appears to be the most preferred area. These next ones we talk about more in the video, but C-peptide, islet cell antibodies, glutamic acid, decarboxylase, and insulin antibodies. If you learn how to do these and check these for people, you are like just way ahead of the curve. I've had people come in where they've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and they're just not improving, and we look and we go, you don't have type 2 diabetes. You have adult onset autoimmune diabetes. And we look at these numbers. C-peptide, if it's out of range here, it measures the residual beta cell function, which are the cells that make insulin. The islet cells, those are the cells that make insulin as well, the beta cells, the islets of Langerhans. There's antibodies that actually attack those. Glutamic acid decarboxylase is an enzyme produced primarily by pancreatic cells. It's an enzyme that makes GABA. And so GAD problems are issues when people have anxiety, but it's also related to blood sugar because it's produced by the pancreatic islet cells. So if you've got somebody who has damage to their pancreatic islet cells because they've got an autoimmune diabetes going on, they're also probably going to have some anxiety because they can't convert their glutamic acid into GABA, and GABA is a calming neurotransmitter. Getting a little bit ahead of the curve here. But then there's also antibodies that attack insulin itself. So these are advanced tests. You're not going to run these on everybody. But if you're having trouble getting somebody balanced, these are things to be looking at. And all of the things I'm teaching you here are going to help bring autoimmune issues under control, because we're going to teach you how to balance the inflammation and get rid of the cross-reactive foods. So this may be a little bit beyond where you're at right now, but trust me, this is great stuff. Nobody's teaching this stuff, okay? An adrenal stress index is a panel that you can run to figure out how stressed a person is and where their cortisols and DHEAs are. All right? And that's it. That's it for these two modules. So we have the intro module and then the assessment module. Big chunks. I want you to study this stuff between now and next week and come with questions. And if you can test yourself between now and then, I know a lot of you already have your meters, but test yourself between now and then, test your family members, test your husband, your wife, your partner, your dog. No, I haven't tested dogs yet. But, you know, everybody in the family, and to see who's there, and you can start to assess this stuff. And if you're working with clients, just start working with them on this stuff. It's really cool stuff. So I'm going to pause. I'm going to stop the video piece because we don't need to be recording any more of this, and I'm going to save that video. Give me a second to save it, and I'm going to put it in my video folder, and we're going to say IRSPT And then we'll put this on the site so that if you want to come back and watch it again, you can. All right. So I'm going to stop the screen share. Okay. I'm going to stop the recording. There. Okay. Good. And then I'm going to come back. All right, we're good. So I'm going to look at the chat here. You can continue to write in there. I'm going to answer questions here. I'm also going to go to the window. Actually, I can open up the recording again if we want to, because I have, let's see. Okay, get rid of that. I'm going to go back to your questions. So support, ask Dr. Rita Marie, IRSPT. I'm going to answer the questions there first. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause the recording on Instant Teleseminar, so we get two recordings, and that way it's easy to know when the question and answer part starts and when the other piece. So I'm going to hit stop recording.